Good morning. Today is Thanksgiving. Big stunner for everybody, I know. Joining us this morning, do we see the head turkey?
I don't know. Is that an appropriate
kind of word?
Name calling?
Doesn't it? I don't know. Paul Kraft from the California Highway Patrol. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Holidays, huh?
Yes. Wonderful time of year.
We've recorded this one, gang. Don't spend too much sympathy on it. Are you the cooker, baker, or just the consumer?
No, I end up cooking most years, yeah. Being from Louisiana, I have like to get the turducken thing. And
really? You do turducken?
We've done it a couple of years, yeah. Interesting flavors mixed together there.
So. Is it that good?
It is, yeah, right. If you like duck, also, you can add in. And, of course, everybody likes chicken and turkey, but
yeah, those are kind of the same.
Yeah, right. Mixing it all together in one and some stuffing in there. Little Cajun seasoning on there.
You mean there's room for stuffing in the middle of that?
Yeah, it's one of the favorite parts. It gets tight, though.
That's what I was saying.
I mean, tight.
You know, to have it of any magnitude.
My secret is that I order it online from a shop out of
The guy in Louisiana. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know that. What did you do, like 180 of them or 200 or something like that, and that's it?
Yeah. That guy is special. I can't afford those. Those cost a little bit more. Those are...
What, you got like... Jim's Taco Truck, turducken?
CajunGrocer.com. I mean, I'm looking for Cajun food from a grocer. I typed that in, and that's what came up on Google.
So. Cajun Grocer?
Yeah. Remember that.
Might be worth taking a shot at sometime when
boiled
nobody else...
Boiled live crawfish coming up in spring, so... You get them live, then you boil them.
Why don't you just get lobsters overnight from Massachusetts?
No.
I've had that happen before.
No, crawfish from the farms of Louisiana.
Crawfish are just basically prawns, right? With the head still on?
Yes, essentially. And
if
you look it up online, there's so many different descriptions of a difference between prawns and crawfish and shrimp and crawdads and crayfish and or this.
Right, it's all kind of like the same.
Right.
Same. You don't do soft shelled crab gumbo, do you?
No.
You don't crunch?
There may be someone that does.
You don't crunch your crab?
No. I'm not a big crab person anyway.
Oh, man, you were just so close to being okay again.
Right?
And you just dived right back down. And
crab cakes from...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or just Humble Bay Dungeness. I mean...
Yeah. As much as I like to eat fish, I don't really like bone-in fish or anything I have to work on, like cracking open crabs and lobster.
That's why you have kids.
Crawfish is the only thing I can spend time on working. Yeah, right? Make them shell everything for me.
No, I would. That's almost tradition for us. Everybody in the family except for me, they'll eat as they go. I need to see the mountain at the end. I got to feel like I've accomplished something. Then I jump.
We all have a way of doing it. I like to shove food in my mouth, and I've got bones in there. It's too much work. Ribs are difficult. I don't like spending too much time nibbling meat off of the bones of ribs, but I love rib meat. So
you kind of hang out in the bread section of the store, right?
Yeah.
A lot of bakery items, yeah.
Yeah.
The guys that have to work today, do you do anything special? Is there anything special for them?
Well, sometimes. There are wives that like to bake extra food for the guys to take into work. But typically, you know, fortunately we're in a career where we're out on the road, so guys can go by their house and eat meals with their families as long as they, you know, the guys that are married. Some single guys don't have family, so other officers will reach out to them and have them over. But in the past, when I've been working patrol on a Thanksgiving, Christmas, there's not a lot of traffic on the road because everyone else is in with their families. You have the time to go in and not be proactive on the road as much, and you can stop by home and have a meal with your family still. And
well, it's not like you're the deputy either at dealing with domestic.
Yeah, those
disputes,
guys tend to stay a little busier, especially around the holidays, yeah.
So is there any special deployment? Do you guys run a little short? Is there just a normal day that's kind of a really slow normal day?
Thanksgiving is a regular patrol day. The guys that are working, because we sign up for our schedules quarterly, so you know in advance, especially Thanksgiving falls in a third quarter, so you know now. Last month you would know when you're working if you're going to be on Thanksgiving or not.
I would think that they're pretty... pretty insistent that if you pull a Thanksgiving, you don't get Christmas.
Or it all depends on unless, the calendar, because you're in this fourth. I'm sorry, I said third quarter, but I think it's the fourth quarter. The
I don't know what fiscal year the state's in. Jeez, yeah, right. You know, it could be.
I just divided the calendar up in a really weird way there. Okay. But, yeah, we'll put Christmas.
A little too much Cajun seasoning, huh?
There's some of my eggs this morning. So. That Thanksgiving and Christmas, New Year's, they all fall in that fourth quarter. So, you know, in November and December and for the January for New Year's Day, like if you're going to be working or not. So the guys that usually have seniority will look at that when we're signing up for our schedule, because then you can ensure that you have those days off, especially with Christmas and New Year's, since they're exactly a week apart. If you have those days off, and we typically have set days off, so you'll know if you're going to be working or not.
And just over your career, it kind of pencils out to be even?
Yes. I've had plenty of them off, but I've had to work my share coming up, so, yeah.
It's too bad you guys aren't like the fire guys. You know, have a kitchen. You'll be able to create a little something there, whoever, for everybody else that's having to work that day.
Yeah, well, they don't, fortunately for them, I guess, they don't have to go drive around looking for fires throughout the day. They just wait on a call, and nothing negative against firefighters. I'm not gonna
start that one.
Yeah, I'm not good propelling move. That myth, yeah. Or that fire between us. Oops, pun intended.
Yes. Well, it'd be you and Cal Fire. Yeah. It wouldn't be the local guys, right?
Yeah.
But it must be something a little bit different for most of us to be put into that position where you're having to work on a Thanksgiving or having to work on a Christmas. Lots of folks do.
Yes.
But certainly the norm.
It could be nice to get away from your family for a day also.
Well, there is that element too. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Kraft from the California Highway Patrol. Paul, holidays are a bit of a challenge, certainly sometimes. Yesterday, we had to do a round trip down to Sacramento to pick up young child who decided he didn't want to fly all the way up. Okay, fine.
Didn't want to or couldn't, because I know it's hit and miss with the flights.
Oh, it depends on which side of the equation you're talking to, mom and dad or Stefan. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But it's people who don't normally drive are out driving in areas that they don't normally drive in. I would tend to think that would be a time when you guys get pretty busy. Is the day before Thanksgiving just as busy as, let's say, Sunday, when everybody's going back home?
At times it is. This area is a little unique in that it's not a main thoroughfare for probably families traveling north to Oregon, Washington. However, we see more of that kind of travel during the summer when people are on vacations. They take the time to come through 101 and pass through. And I can't tell you the number of times where even a couple of instances in particular where people have flown in to San Francisco from another country, don't speak English very well. They jump in the car driving north, and twice I've contacted them in the middle of the night to check on them for one reason or another. They were trying to get to San Diego. So you've driven the wrong direction
for
5 hours.
So basically made a wrong turn.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not realize that for the whole night while you drive through the night.
Looking for palm trees?
Hey, yeah, right. It's still dark. They can't tell the difference between a redwood and a palm tree.
I would tend to think things saying Portland.
Yeah.
Or Eugene, it would start to kind of clue in a little bit. But again, if you don't know the language.
That's a long ways to go.
Yeah. Talk about a detour.
Yeah. There's an app I've recommended. You can take a picture of signs now in another language, and it converts it and translates it for you. Yeah. I've played around with it a couple of times. Pretty helpful. Could be if you're on a long trip like that.
Unless you only speak English.
Yeah.
It just,
yeah. You don't understand.
Then you end up in San Diego looking for Seattle. I would think that, you know, nighttime travel during the holidays could be a bit of a challenge for folks. Yeah, with daylight savings, certainly towards the end of the day.
And
going back to standard time, yeah, get off work and
Wednesday night is, especially with Thanksgiving being a long holiday weekend, there is a lot more travel on that Wednesday night. So during the daytime, we don't see too much of it because a lot of people are still at work. But in the evenings on that Wednesday night, we typically do see a lot more traffic out on the road. Doesn't necessarily mean we have more calls. A lot of that tends to depend on the weather, like we've had lately. Earlier in the week was
some of those gusts and the rain and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's when we got busy. Wednesday, I was working patrol, and it was as soon as that weather hit, that was our, I don't think it was the first big storm. I think we had some bad rain earlier, but it was just a really bad day. A lot of calls. We were very busy and very wet by the end of the day. So,
yeah, it was whenever one of those storm systems comes through and you get the thunderstorm cells, I guess is what they are. It's goofy. We had one a couple weeks ago. We were coming down. Brookings was wet. By the time we hit Lucky 7, the road and the gutters were dry. And then we hit Crescent City, and it was a heavy mist, so the windshield wipers are going. I mean, I suppose that's part of what makes this area so different, is you have these little microclimates where if we were in the Midwest, it just is, and it comes through. For travelers, does that throw extra little surprises out there for them that a lot of folks may not anticipate?
Oh, yeah. They're not used to traveling in that type of climate. It clears up. They start picking up speed again, and they're hitting puddles of water on the road, or it's that fresh rain of the season where the oils are coming out of the asphalt, and then they lose control. And if you're not familiar in driving in the type of conditions that we have here, not to mention the fact that we have only a few straight roads, that everything has a curve to it, that adds a challenge to their trip.
How long does it take? There's an awful lot of new overlay and pavement in the area. How long does it take for those oils to get out so that if there's a little bit of mist on the road, you're not slipping and sliding?
Scientifically, I couldn't answer that question.
No, intuitively.
Yeah.
A couple years? Right. A couple months?
No, after a couple of rains and enough traffic has gone over it, I don't see personally the type of effects that we see in the early stages of the rain, because the heat tends to, I think, cause those oils to build up. Essentially, in my mind, I say it melts the asphalt, so then when it starts raining, that oil floats on top of that water, and once it has a chance to wash off and enough traffic has gone over, it tends to dissipate and go away.
I know sometimes you guys go a little quicker than most of us do, from point A to point B. I know, you're the highly trained professional, you know.
It's...
you don't want the amateurs trying it, okay, fine.
It's all covered in the vehicle code about when and how.
Yeah, yeah. When you're out... and you start to feel the car or the truck act differently. Is that a reminder, or do you kind of look around and look and see, is there pavement here? Was that a hydroplane? Is something going on? Did I get a little carried away here? Will you do a quick analyzation of that situation in an attempt not to repeat it?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's several factors there. One is just the fact that I'm driving an expensive car with all this equipment, that if I run off the road and crash it, we're down a car. I'm getting paperwork for crashing a car. Not to mention, you know, you could hurt or injure yourself or someone else, but it puckers you up and slows you down. But an example is Wednesday. I've been around long enough now and been through it enough that I took my time. I did not race anywhere quickly in those conditions that we had Wednesday, but we got there safe and...
Well, not to mention the Christmas party and the ribbing that would go on at that point. I know you're not a big bone guy, but we'll work on it. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Kraft. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Paul, the different weather patterns certainly make things challenging. If folks are unfamiliar, what is the rule of thumb about fog? Highs on, highs never on. What do you suggest?
Well, there's nothing written on when you can or can't, but it's going to come down to your visibility, the thickness of the fog. I find myself when I'm driving in it flipping back and forth because there are times where you can't see a little bit and it gets so thick that it's just a white wall in front of you from the light. Slow down is the number one thing. So if you're out driving your lights, you know, obviously that's not good. You got to be able to see what's ahead of you. So if you end up in a collision that you hit anything that's in the road in that fog, it's going to be your fault for not driving slow enough to avoid that. So I recommend just slowing down. If it gets so bad you can't see, stop, get off the road, and wait for it to clear up. But that drive over 299 tends to get really bad where you leave town, you start going up the hill from Blue Lake, it gets really thick, you can't see anything, and it's in patches, and you come in and out of it. You just got to slow down and get through it. Traditionally, a low beam is better. The higher that beam is, it just reflects a wider wall of that white light right back at you.
What about the color of the light bulbs? I know you get all these choices, whether it's the yellow one or the white one or the steel blue one or steel gray, whatever that one is. Is there any difference? Does the vehicle code indicate anything about those lights?
Yeah. It does. It addresses the color of lights and the placement and all that, but in particular with your headlights, it's supposed to be a white beam, but these LED lights they have now, they tend to look, when you're looking at them, it has that blue tint to it almost, but it is a white light that's being emitted from there, and the technical part of it, there's machines that can measure the light and the beam, and it has to be within a certain spectrum.
If you buy it at a regular retail shop,
well, it's legal.
It's
got to
be pretty safe, right?
Right. It's usually legal for a shop to sell anything that they want. It's up to you to be responsible for putting something legal on your car.
I see. Right. Had that question asked before, huh?
Yeah, comes up every once in a while.
Well, you know, if you're ordering through catalogs, let's say, and it's an international manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, what do they know, or what do they care if you want to? Red and green flashing light bulb for the front of your car, okay, somebody's going to figure out how to do it and you could buy it.
They'll sell you anything.
The fact it's not legal doesn't enter into them because, you know, they're not here, so to speak.
That's right. They made their money. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. You're sounding like you don't buy Christmas gifts.
That's funny you mention that, because this last Christmas we discovered that it's wonderful to take a trip during the holidays and use the money you'd otherwise spend on gifts, and it saves a lot of trouble, and I'm not sure how my son feels about that.
But. Yeah, was that everybody's opinion, or was Dad screwed up on that one?
So, hey, Dad and Mom are in charge, so everybody fall in line.
Oh, well, I see. It's that old military mentality.
I think they had a good time, though. It worked.
Uh-huh.
And I recommend you try it out.
So we'll throw a mic on after the break here, and we'll find out. KINS, News and Information Time, is 8:40. We'll be back with more family tranquility.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Kraft, who suddenly is sitting up, kind of rotated around a little bit. He brought his son Dominic with him. Now, we got to know, when Dad says, everybody enjoys not getting gifts, we're going to go out on a trip. Was he smoothing the patch over there a little bit more than what he should have?
I think I'd rather go on a trip than get some gifts.
You would, huh?
Thank you, son.
Oh, apparently he wants a ride home and a little food later today. So where'd you guys go?
Where did we go at Christmas last year?
I don't remember.
It was fun, but he doesn't remember.
Did we not go to Seattle and have fun?
Oh, that was to Seattle.
How quickly you forgot.
The aquarium?
The weather was bad. We went to visit my cousin. It was there, and we didn't get to do a whole lot because it was pretty nasty. The one thing we did was the zoo. They did, like, a lights at the zoo.
Okay.
And that was actually pretty cool. We went during the day, walked around the zoo, and then they light the whole place up with a very...
Of course, the day up there is only about 6 hours long.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
We saw a little bit of snow. And
did you go to the Needle? Just up and down?
No.
Oh. And next time you guys go there, there's a glass right next door. I forget what it is. The guy's internationally known. I mean, it's just absolutely knock your socks off, stunning, amazing. And it's literally, I mean, it's right next to, you park in the same place and you take a left, you go to this place and you take a right here at the Needle.
It's art or?
Yeah. It's all glass, blown glass, and it just.
Okay, I thought you meant there was a glass building there.
No. Well, it may have a glass building there too with the glass inside the glass building, but yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, it's. And so you didn't go to the fish mart? You didn't go to the aquarium?
It was a lot of family.
Kind of sounds to me like the kids got left out here.
sitting there playing video games throughout the holiday season, I guess he was probably okay.
Just realize the mic's open, so whatever you want to say to Dad, everybody's going to be able to hear. Oh. All right.
You're not waiting for a gift this year, too, are you?
No.
Okay, excellent.
Do you know where you're going? Or is that part of the Christmas unveiling sometime in the middle of December?
I guess so. We haven't talked about it at all.
Oh, well, that implies it's a group think, then.
Yeah, we haven't decided anything. Dad actually has to work a couple of days in December, even though I've started this new job as our public information officer. I work in patrol the 26th, so
Christmas Eve. I see two or three weeks in between.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean, that shouldn't be much of an inhibitor for you.
No, we'll find something. It might just be San Francisco, but I'd rather take a plane somewhere warm and tropical.
That's about as subtle as he can get, Dominic. I don't know if you're not picking up on that one, man. Yeah. Tennessee, here we come.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The beaches of the swamps of Louisiana.
Yeah. Well, you know, you could do worse.
I don't know. That's
there are a lot of places you could do better, but you could do worse.
I'm thinking back on experience and growing up down there. It's hard to get a lot worse than
I'm thinking deserts swamp. In the Middle East.
Yeah, okay. Well. No argument.
Perhaps the polar ice cap in the middle of winter.
That's penguins, though. Those are cute.
Not the north.
No.
The other one's in summer.
All right.
Such as it is. What would you suggest for folks during the holiday season? It's coming up. We got a lot of folks that are new to the area, folks in different areas and what they're normally doing, shopping, getting excited, things like that. What are some of the leading causes of collisions, accidents, whatever? You know, if Ron Waters is here, great. If he's not here, that's okay too, of vehicular contact.
Well, this time of year is the perfect time to start looking at your tire tread, windshield wiper blades, your headlights. So all those things that you need in the inclement weather when it starts raining and snowing is going to be coming again this year, no doubt. Replace your wiper blades. Get new tires if you need them. Get them rotated at the very least. Checking your headlights. They've got the cleaning kits now that you don't necessarily have to replace them. You can clean them up and make them a little
shiny. Yeah, aren't those things kind of impressive?
I did. I used them on an old pickup truck I had, and it was amazing. They're like brand new.
Does it screw up the paint if you get it on the paint?
It says not to get it on the paint, so I don't know.
Well, you said an old one, so I figured you just kind of... No.
I took my time with it, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's your baby then. It's not an old pickup truck.
It's, I don't have it anymore.
Oh, well.
Tire tread depth was low, and I ran off the road in inclement weather because my wiper blades weren't working well. And
Yeah.
It was a joke.
And you didn't have you were out of cell phone range.
Yes. Yeah, right? It's not hard to do here and drive a block and run out of cell coverage. But,
fair enough.
And then slow down. The biggest thing I will say is speed. So you have people that want to drive the same speed that they normally would. Going down the freeway, 65 may not be a safe speed to still drive when it's raining. Slow down. Get where you're going safe. And if for whatever reason you run off the road or you have an accident, if it's nobody's hurt, move everything off to the shoulder. You don't have to leave everything in place for us to get there and look at it. You can move off to the shoulder safely and prevent other cars from having problems behind you and crashing into you.
How many flares should you have?
Yeah, never actually answered that question for anyone before. I had to ask.
Well, now you've been warned about me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So I'm just delivering the goods here.
Carry flares with you, and
a dozen, 10 of them. I mean,
we shouldn't need more. Well, it just depends on are you in a long curve. It depends on the roadway how many you'd need to sit out. If you're in a straight section of roadway, put 2 or 3, 4 flares out behind you to warn the cars behind you. Typically, in a curve, we're running them back around the curve and trying to get as far back as we can. But for a typical driver runs off the road, just putting a couple of flares out initially because we're going to respond and get there pretty quickly in most cases. So,
flashing lights.
Yeah.
Probably makes sense.
We'll be there to save the day.
Well, isn't that in the job protocol and the training and everything else? You wait for the trumpet horn and then you guys come charging in?
Yeah, we hope so. I hope guys are still feeling that way and taking the job that seriously.
Hey, it's Thanksgiving. We take everything seriously on Thanksgiving. This whole show has been so serious.
Tryptophan, isn't that?
It's time for us to go. Happy Thanksgiving, bud.